How my mouth just drips, potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
It's always fun when Christina brings props into the studio.
I know.
And she brought more than just props this time. She brought food.
Yeah, I brought food. I brought chips.
We have 4 bags of Lay's potato chips. Boy, they're getting a freebie here, but that's good because that's why they do stuff like this.
That's true. I mean, they have this contest going on where it's a Do Us a Flavor contest.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first year they've done this. I guess for the past couple years, I think that they encourage people to come in with ideas for different flavors for potato chips.
Okay.
And then they vote. And then these are the 4 finalists for this year. So I guess voting for this goes until October 18th. So
and we're like eons away from sour cream and onion here. These are some pretty ambitious flavors.
So I am holding here Southern biscuits and gravy.
I have New York Reuben with a picture of a massive sandwich.
Yeah, I got biscuits and gravy on my
straight out of
here.
The Carnegie Deli over here with this one with the pickle. All right, and then
there's
the other ones
West
what?
Coast wavy West Coast truffle fries.
And the other one I was corrected on when we walked into the studio.
Greentown. We call it gyro, but I think the correct pronunciation is gyro.
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 Yeah.
Known for decades as gyro, is now gyro.
I think that's the proper way that they say it.
All right. So what do you want to do? Do you want us to try these and actually make our own selections here?
Well, I think that we should try them and not sway anyone's opinion, but give an honest opinion on how we actually think they taste.
See, when Joanna Pruce comes on and she talks about the foods of France and all of that, you know what, lady? Let's talk about potato chips. Here we go. All right. I'm going to try. Whoa. You know, and when you open the bag, just the fragrance is overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
If the taste is anything like the fragrance,
it's
actually interesting.
What are we trying first?
New York Reuben.
Okay, we're going to try the New York Reuben.
All right, New York Reuben.
Let me get a couple here.
Good thing we both have long arms.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right.
I'm not sure what a Reuben's supposed to taste like. What is that, roast beef?
No, I think pastrami. It's some kind of very raw meat that I would never really want to eat in the first place. The smell was stronger than the taste. What are you getting in this?
Why do I feel like I'm getting like dill or something?
I'm getting
dill
because there's also a picture of a dill pickle on the bag.
I'm getting more dill than anything else.
Where the hell is the sandwich? I'm just getting the dill pickle.
Dill,
wait, I got to do one
and maybe
more of these.
A little bit of cheddar. Dill and cheddar. That's what I'm picking up.
It's not bad. I don't think I would eat many of them.
No.
But I'm underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed by the Reuben.
Yeah, the picture just hinted at so much more. There's cheese on this and more cheese. You know what gets me? There's 330 milligrams of potassium in this.
Potassium?
This thing is as healthy as a banana.
Really?
I've been into upping my potassium, and
have
so
you?
Yeah, well, I happen.
All right, well,
eating your way to health with Lay's potato chips.
All right, so move on. We're gonna try the Greentown gyro. Here you go.
All right, here we go with the gyro.
Let's see.
Whoa, no, thank you. Whoa, overwhelming. And what is that? It's like ranch dressing run amok. You know what? We don't even need the second sample of that. No, thanks.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness, that is
not
just
into it.
Awful. All right, this one is wavy.
Wavy West Coast truffle fries.
Okay.
All right. So truffles are mushrooms, right?
They are. Aren't truffles candy? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure truffle is a mushroom.
Oh, really? Thank God I have you here. All right.
All right, I get mushroom flavor.
I get mushroom flavor.
Parmigiano?
And again, I get something like I taste it in the gyro.
No, this is much better than the gyro.
It's not as
I'm
you're
getting
right.
Mushroom and Parmigiano.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mushroom, Parmesan. With a little hint, there's something else there that's tantalizing my palate.
It's a little ranchy.
Yes, little ranchy.
Little
Parmesan, little mushroom. Not bad.
So far, out of the 3 that we've tried, this one is my favorite.
Now, the next one, to me, seems like it could be like
biscuits and gravy.
This could be a visit to Cracker Barrel on steroids here. All right.
Cracker Barrel, I love Cracker
Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel.
Okay, let's see. Biscuits and gravy. I'm getting a gravy thing. I don't know how they did that, but I'm tasting gravy.
Hey, it's America's chemical engineers. They can come up with anything. You know what? This is not bad.
Mm.
Wow.
This is my favorite one.
It's very rare to taste a snack chip that actually tastes like a meal. And I'm not saying that to be funny.
No.
This has a sit-down Sunday dinner type of thing to it.
This is like encompassing what they're actually trying to do.
Right.
Like the Reuben, you kind of got something. The gyro, I'm not sure what they were going for with that. The truffle fries, you got the mushroom, you got the Parmigiano flavor.
And not that it tastes heavy,
no,
but you can taste that there is
the
something
flavor.
There. You get the flavor. it stays with you. Mm. The Reuben was good, but it wasn't as strong as the other three.
I'm loving these biscuits and gravy.
They're pretty good. They're not bad. I'll have one more myself because we have to eat and this will be lunch today.
All right, Haley Green. Good job. Submitted Haley by Green. Haley Green.
Really?
Meh.
So people actually came up with these recipes.
Yeah, so like you or I, let's say we wanted to come up with, oh, I have this great idea for a chip. I think every year, the beginning of the year, they say, oh, you know, submit your ideas to whatever website.
Okay.
And then people vote, and then they get the finalists, and then you vote on the finalists for the winner, and then I guess this becomes like a staple flavor or flavor they have at
I would imagine
time
so.
Or something. I love the biscuits and gravy.
I think the biscuits and gravy.
I think I'm voting for that.
Yeah, me too. I think that's number one. I'll go with the Reuben number two.
I'm going truffle fries number two.
Really?
Truffle fries, for me, number one, biscuits and gravy, number two, truffle fries, number three, Reuben, number four,
the gyro hero thing, to me, that's way down the line.
Yeah.
We've come so far from just these normal potato chips. And then, what was the big rage for a while? The baked potato chips. And everybody had to have the baked version.
Well, because...
because they were healthier.
Everyone's on a health kick. Meanwhile, they're still, you know,
but there's still potato chips.
Sodium, and there's still potato chips.
How much sodium? 140 milligrams.
That's not so bad.
All right,
but what's in a serving? 1 ounce, about 15 chips. You know, that's not bad.
Okay, here we go. But on this one, it's 18 chips. All right, that's weird. Why do they break the proportion down to 15 chips on yours and 18 on mine over here?
It depends on what they need to put in to get the flavor.
To get that, yes. Hey, and 2% of my dietary fiber. Look at all the health that's in this bag.
It's zero cholesterol. It's such a facade, too.
Yeah.
Because you're still eating a potato chip. Oh, but it has no saturated fat.
That's like the people that go and eat the low-fat or no-fat yogurt. And it's still kind of ice cream.
It's still dairy. Come on.
It's still dairy, and it's still clogging to everything.
I'm loving these biscuits and gravy.
Hey, 10% vitamin C. Look at what I'm doing here. I'm protecting myself against getting sick
the next time
someone walks into my studio who's sick.
There's iron.
Iron, 2% of
potassium,
iron.
Potassium, very high.
Yeah. 2% protein. I mean, not 2%, 2 grams. This sustains life. This does. Hey, you know what, folks out there? You have a newborn baby. Get yourself a bag of these.
Don't listen to Ed.
Smash them up into a bottle. Put some water in there and feed your child. No, I'm only kidding, of course, because somebody in Kansas will do that right now.
You know, my cousin, when my cousin Josephine had her first son, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
He was and still is a very picky eater.
Yeah.
She had to trick him with a French fry. So she would take a French fry. She put it like she was going to feed him the French fry. And he'd open his mouth for the French fry. And then she would put the spoon of baby food in his mouth.
That's diabolical. Does he have issues with Josephine now to this day?
She had to trick him. But he can't watch people eat. Talking about pet peeves.
Yeah.
He won't watch people eat. He has to sit in the other room. I'm still a ranch girl. I love ranch potato chips. Love them.
Do you like ranch dressing?
No.
Good. I can't take it either.
Nope.
But so then how do you like it on your potato chips?
Here's the thing, though. Because it's not creamy. I have a thing about creamy condiments. Mayo, ranch.
You don't like heavy stuff.
I don't like creamy stuff.
Okay.
It grosses me out for some reason, especially mayo. Quick story. We were in the lunchroom at work.
Yes.
And the person in front of me ordered a sandwich with mayo, cut the sandwich with the knife, whatever. And then I ordered a sandwich, and the guy didn't clean the knife off before he cut my sandwich in half.
Ooh.
So as he's cutting the sandwich, the mayo from the knife is kind of like pooling and oozing up on the top of my bread. And I kind of gave him the stiff hands.
That Staffo stiff hand.
You need to.
Good for you.
What if I was allergic to it?
That is a very, very good point.
You
what if you were? Let's say you had this massive allergy to anything dairy, and all of a sudden you got mayo on a sandwich that you didn't even think was near mayonnaise,
right?
And then there you are flipping and flopping like a carp on the deck of a boat, and they don't know why.
I mean, we kind of make light of it, but that's a serious situation.
That can happen.
It can happen.
Well, Southern biscuits and gravy potato chips.
That's
they are
one.
Wonderful. They should be on every table in America.
Lays, listen up.
Attention Network, call Lay's now
and see if they
want to sponsor the show. This is a heck of an idea.
Send
they can
them
get,
an air check.
Get in on the ground floor right now, folks. But it's funny, though, about how some of these food companies purport their product. I remember when we went to Hershey once, back during the war, they made sure that Hershey donated tons and tons of chocolate bars to the Army to send them in ration packages to soldiers in the field with the label that said Hershey's chocolate, more sustaining than meat. Meaning that it was more nutritious.
Okay.
It was more filling, and it would give soldiers more energy, protein, all the necessary things to go out and fight a battle.
Won't go bad either.
Well, we won the war, so I guess that works out. But it won't go bad. But
won't go bad.
Unless it's in a warm situation, because then a Hershey bar can become just a big mess.
Mm.
Back to the potato chips. Yeah. We are huge fans of Southern biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
And I just realized we're about to become perhaps the most popular people here at the big old broadcast facility. Look at all these potato chips, right? as Christina is feverishly trying to clean everything up here because we literally have potato chips all over the place. No, she's not going to put them back in the bag. She will throw them out. But we still have all of these bags of potato chips, and she bought, like, the big, big, big ones, even though we really only needed, what, maybe 10 chips out of each one? Anywho, I think we're going to make a donation into the kitchen here at the big old broadcast facility, and then anyone and everyone can just partake in these chips all day long. Because if I take home that sausage, biscuits, and gravy deal, I'm just going to be eating them and all day, all night, and that's not a good thing. Oh, so, Lay's potato chips. Who would have thought they'd provide such good material for the show? And we thank you. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.